Hello, everybody. I'm Deb, the host of Cosmopolitics. Cosmopolitics is a podcast simultaneously uplifting and criticizing popular culture in the U District, Seattle, on our phones and beyond. Fundamentally, Cosmopolitics is about asking and answering the question of why does culture matter? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Cosmopolitics, and welcome to election week. As I record this, it's not November 3rd yet, but you know, we're getting there, and I know that once this episode is actually released, it'll be the day after ballots are due, November 4th, so I imagine that things might be kind of tense right now, pretty tense right now, if we're being honest. You know, in Seattle, in DC, in the cities across the US, you know, I bet things are pretty not so stable right now. You know, people are probably on the streets, rightfully so, you know, regardless of how the votes are looking right now. I don't know how they look, of course. I am just trying to put myself in the headspace of Wednesday this week. Yeah, honestly, regardless of how things are looking, whether we see Donald Trump have a lead or whether Joe Biden has a lead, I expect that a lot of people will be mobilizing. Anyways, in other news, COVID infections also hit a record high on Friday in this wonderful country, over 100,000. And, you know, despite that, Friday was October 30th, right? And Saturday was the 31st, aka Halloween. And, you know, despite all that, people kind of still went to Halloween parties, those super spreader parties, because, you know, they're just built different. You know, they COVID can't catch them. Anyways, kind of going back to the election and back to the vote, if you're on social media at all, or if you're just kind of tuned in even a little bit to what's happening, or if you go through your Instagram feed a little bit, you go on your stories a little bit, you go on Twitter, you go on Facebook or whatever. Well, maybe not Facebook, but you're probably all aware that in the last months and last weeks, there has been a pretty big surge in the way that celebrities and influencers, YouTubers, you name it, have really just been calling for the vote. You know, I've seen a few have been engaging in phone banking efforts, but if we had to kind of categorize it in one way, you know, many of them have kind of been partnering with voting campaigns, getting people to, you know, GOTV efforts, get out the vote. I mean, it's not just celebrities, to be honest. All of us are kind of just putting out our obligatory, I just voted posts and everything. So that's a thing that's been happening. And I think that a lot of people are noticing it. You know, I think we're seeing, I mean, I don't know if it's just because I have been on this planet for less time than some people, but I feel like we're seeing an unprecedented level of the way people are getting engaged in electoralism on a really like broad, like mainstream cultural level, you know, because I know that a lot of people are really just stressing the vote right now because they want people to vote because, you know, Donald Trump is a heinous president and everyone's like, we need to vote him out and we need to vote Joe Biden in because he's our current Democratic nominee and is a tiny bit better than Donald Trump. That being said, you know, something I've noticed that has been really paradoxical is that, I won't say this about all celebrities, but I figured I should mention this because this got a lot of traction. The Kardashian clan, yeah, they went on vacation and they posted about it. I mean, that's, honestly, it just feels kind of weird, like very weird. Okay, it's not just weird, it's just, it really kind of shows you how some celebrities, some really just wealthy people really do feel like they're in their own little bubble. Because, and this is, I mean, I feel like I could say this about, like, some people our age also, but I don't know, it's just people are choosing to vacation because, oh, they're tired of COVID-19. And so, you know, we're gonna break social distancing and we're gonna do our thing. And this kind of also just relates to the people partying on Halloween. and around Halloween, Halloween weekend, it's very paradoxical to be calling for people to vote, to be saying, ooh, we need to vote this guy out. We need to just vote. Like, a lot of people are saying this, but on the flip side, you're gonna, like, hang out with a big group of people, like, half-masked, not really social distance, or you're literally going to a party. It's very paradoxical because, like, there's the whole issue about, like, looking at, so one aspect of trying to, like, help your community to fuel the movement for change is voting, sure. But the other thing, on the other hand, is like community care and community organizing. And community care, honestly, will always come first. We should vote. But helping your community comes first because those are the people who are right there, who are affected right there. And it just feels so messed up that people are like gonna vote and people are saying that, but then they're still gonna go out and party and everything and gonna break social distancing and just are not gonna follow the safety regulations. And this is something we just see a lot among like the celebrity class, which is very broad in itself. But it's just like, how are you gonna tell people to vote and pressure people to vote, but you're still gonna do a bunch of stupid shit, like take photos with like a group of 10 plus not wearing masks? You're not going to social distance. You're going to meet up with your friends. But then once you meet up, you're going to take your mask off because, you know each other. So it's fine. And I don't know, like, people need to realize that, you know, community care and community organizing is also what's going to be the biggest factor in terms of the change that people are looking for. Right? Because, I mean, when you think about it, kind of one of the reasons why this pandemic is so bad is because in the US we have such a lack of culture, that we have such a lack of the emphasis on community. You know, it's like when you consider just how, if you grew up in the US and just the ideas were kind of fed all the time, you know, the propaganda we get growing up, it's all about, you know, individualism, the American dream, every man for himself, and like that kind of just continues. And it's the reason why a lot of people were like, I'm not gonna wear a mask because I have the freedom to do what I want, you know? But it's like, first of all, you're putting yourself at risk and you're putting all the people around you at risk. And it's like, there's such a lack, even if it's not explicit, there's such a lack of care for that. And I feel like that's pretty relevant when we're thinking about the way people act versus the rhetoric they say regarding electoral politics and the vote that has happened already. And like, I'm just still thinking about whether celebrities and influencers will stay this involved in political issues, in the movement for change, you know? I think that a lot of them and a lot of us, you know, as students, as workers, as people who live in this country, and like most of us as who lean left, who vote Democrat and stuff, are saying like, oh, we're gonna vote for Biden, but we're gonna make sure to push him left, right? We're gonna pressure him, we're gonna hold him accountable or whatever. But it's just, are we going to continue to see this energy later? Because we have so much energy right now. We have so much we're seeing right now with big public figures, blue check marks, celebrities, you know, actors, actresses, singers, you name it. They're all like, ooh, okay, we're gonna pull out. We're gonna get out the vote. We are going, like, your voice is your change. Your voice will create change, you know. And like, you know, I think the voter campaigns aren't necessarily a horrible thing. I will say that some of them teeter on like vote shaming, and that I have a thing against, but that's a conversation for another time. And it's like, I would really like to see this humongous energy we have for voting to continue in the months to come, in the weeks to come, before whoever, Trump or Biden, gets inaugurated, and in the months, weeks, days, years to follow, you know? Because it's honestly more important to be putting the bulk of our energy into pressuring government officials and to create massive, like, actual system change. That's a big thing. Because the vote is like 5% of the work, right? Like, if you consider the example with, what was it? It was like, I don't remember how long ago it was. I don't really understand time anymore. Was it like a few weeks ago or maybe like 1 to 2 months ago? But like, you know, the Seattle City Council had officially voted to defund the Seattle Police Department, albeit by like 1%. But still, you know, that didn't happen out of the goodness of their hearts, right? Those are the people you voted in. That happened because there were people on the streets experiencing violence, protesting every day for months to happen. You know, it's about direct action. It's about community organizing. That's where we need to put our energy into. Like, I'm glad that there's a lot of energy to vote for Democratic candidates, for people who, you know, aren't conservative and aren't really focused on progress for this country and don't really have a stake in actually helping working people, helping BIPOC, helping marginalized communities, helping create justice. Yeah, it's just like, is all this going to continue? Are people going to say what they said they would do? And, you know, I'm kind of just talking to myself as well about this. Like, are people really going to actually push? Are people actually going to work to push Biden and all of our elected officials throughout the country to do what we need to have a livable future, to have a just future? You know, only time will tell, really. Because honestly, I think the reason why there are so many celebrities and influencers who are involved and such, like, a big amount of people just involved in this movement for change, very broadly, like I said, you know, like, mainstream. Because all things considered, supporting a vote is very low stakes, if we're being real. It's just, they were, in the past years, they've been able to kind of glide by without saying anything, because whatever. But now it's like, there are some stakes. And then, all things considered, if you're going to advocate for something, voting is pretty easy to advocate for. Like, you know, vote. We're kind of taught that throughout our whole lives, that we should vote, that it is our duty. We must be civically engaged as American citizens, as people living in this country. So, you know, they can call the vote, but like, are they really going to support the things that we need to really help people be able to actually live here? Yeah, there's just a lot of issues, and that's not necessarily totally gonna be fixed by voting, of course. Like, a lot of the issues won't be fixed by voting. So it's just like, I don't know. How invested are these people who seem to be really invested in getting people to vote? Because there is a lot to do. This is not the beginning, nor is it anywhere near the end. So it's really just what's going to happen, especially with how these like really big public figures are involved. And it's the reason I bring it up is because movements are people led, but you know, celebrities still have importance, whether we like it or not. Like, so many people look up to them. And thinking back to kind of just Kardashians literally just living their privileged own little bubble kind of life, it's just that they're all in their own little world. You know, they can do what they want while the rest of us suffer and the rest of us actually take precautions. Well, the most of the rest of us. And it's just, I don't know. What can we expect? There's just a lot of thoughts going on in my head about this just because, you know, election is almost over for me right now as I record this. And there's going to be a lot happening. Things are going to be super tense, especially just through this week and the weeks to come. And, you know, time will just tell if people really meant what they said about continuing to act, continuing to pressure. Because, you know, we'll see if it all truly dies down in February after Trump or Biden is officially inaugurated. And we'll see how people are in the months to come, even before then. Anyways, thanks for listening to another episode of Cosmopolitics. Stay safe, everybody. Support one another. And remember that COVID-19 still exists. And a lot of the issues that mattered a few months ago and years ago still exist today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye, everyone.